Podcast, all about trailers. Two hosts who have no idea what the fuck they are doing.
Anthony, what trailer is this?
Oh man, I am so hype right now.
Where's my beer?
What the trailer?
Coming soon to your ears, right now.
Welcome to What the Trailer. I'm Cassie.
And I'm Anthony.
And I'm Jaren.
And this is a podcast where three friends get together and talk about movie trailers. You see what I did there? I changed it up because
we're
just now movies, because when's the last time we talked about TV or video games?
Well, TV. Shit, I don't know.
I know. Yeah, TV. What's TV?
Skyland 3S?
Oh, let's not talk about that one.
I still don't know.
Yeah, you're supposed to tell us how it went. Anyway, if you are new here, I'm sorry.
Welcome.
Welcome to this sort of podcast where we talk about trailers and see if the final product is what the trailer hyped us up for or disappointed us for, if that makes sense.
Yeah. In rare instances, surprised us.
Yeah. They're kind of a unique thing that we have in today's culture that we kind of forget about after, like, the movie, the TV, or the video game comes out. And we're the podcast that goes back and watches some of these trailers to see if they kind of lived up to the final product of what we were trying to get a sneak peek of. And sometimes we watch new trailers, too, to see what we could be looking forward into the future for.
Forward to in the future.
Dad, words are hard.
Been a long day.
Yeah, it's been a long day. We have a kind of cool episode for you this week because it's Turkey Week, and we decided that we're going to base this episode around Thanksgiving. And we'll get right into that topic, but first we need to talk about our questions of the episode. We got a few questions, or answers to the questions we had in past episodes, actually. Our good friend Mark from Scotland, he answered the musical question from a couple episodes back. He said his favorite musical is The Blues Brothers. We forgot about that one, too.
Think of that one.
Solid choice. Good answer. Good answer. Just like we do on the family. Good answer. Good answer.
Survey says. For this last episode, I asked if you have a favorite DCOM or a favorite childhood movie that you kind of forgot about. And Review It Rob responded to us. He has a couple, actually. He said, my favorite is Brink, probably the first one I ever saw.
Oh, damn.
He also liked Cadet Kelly because he has a crush on Hilary Duff, and can't forget the Cheetah Girls. Cowbells as well. I am a fan of Ally and AJ. I had it on DVD, and Now You See It, which I'm sure is better than the Jesse Eisenberg movies. So a lot there.
Brink.
Yeah, Brink. I forgot about that one.
Now that's a name I have not heard for a very long time.
Does it bring back flashbacks?
Yeah. Jesus, I think that movie made me want to buy rollerblades in the first place.
Oh, Brink. All
solid.
Right. And
solid.
Also, we have been highlighting our Apple Podcast reviews, which we started last episode. Okay, so this one is titled Trailers Are Fun, and it's actually by Arabtastic, aka Mark, our friend Mark. He said, if you love trailers, not the ones that are attached to trucks, and love podcasts, this is the podcast for you. A no-nonsense trailer review show that gives the honest truth and lets you decide if you want to see this movie or not. Sit back and relax with a beer and enjoy the best trailer show on the interweb.
Whoa. Yeah.
Wow. 5 stars. Thank you, Mark. That's like the greatest review.
Yeah. Have. Sums up the show perfectly too.
Yeah.
That's great. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Thank you guys for reviewing our podcast. As we always say, you can find this podcast on any kind of podcasting app out there. Anyone that you have available, you can find us just by looking at what the trailer and reviewing on Apple Podcast or Podchaser. You can really get more people to listen to us, and then more people can find us. So it just really helps us. So we're going to take a break real quick to grab our beers and listen to this fine promo.
Hey, this is Rob. You may know me from the Disnoids podcast, but guess what? I've got my own show now too. Join me each week as I discuss the latest news, trailers, and upcoming releases in the movie realm. And you know, of course, do my review a thing. You can find the show on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Facebook, Twitter, or anywhere else you listen to your podcast. Just search Review It Rob. Check you soon.
And we're back. Guys, do you have your beers?
Oh, sure.
Or have you already started?
I've already started.
Of course you have.
I had one that I was working on with dinner, but I got a freshie.
All right, Anthony, what do you have?
Oh, just drinking an Old Faithful Deschutes, fresh squeezed.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
That was a loud one.
Yeah, I felt that one in my butthole.
That's a weird place to feel that.
Oh, did I say that out loud?
Yeah, you did.
Is that how you opened it?
I thought I had muted myself.
Oh.
Anywho, Jared,
what do you have?
I've got Doppelbach from Bayern.
Whoa, no way. Whoa. I couldn't guess.
I was really, debating at the cooler in the gas station because there was some Scepter from Draftworks. I was like, I have to work tomorrow. I can't drink that all.
So you're going to drink Doppelbach?
Not all of it. Stop. I never do good with IPAs. I can never stop with IPAs. So, I'm being responsible, Anthony. And I already opened it, but I put it in this cool little bottle cap launcher that I have. And I shot it at the wall.
I was just going to ask, is that why Turk's not okay? Or you've been shooting it with bottle caps all night?
Whoa. This goes on the internet.
I'll take it out.
That's no, okay. I don't shoot my dog with bottle caps.
I kick my dog.
He's not even up here.
Wait, what?
He's not even up here.
Oh.
Because he knows I've got the bottle cap launcher.
It's how I train him. All right, Cassie, what about you?
I'm pulling a Jaren, and I'm also having the same thing I had last two episodes.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Doppelbach.
No.
I thought you were going Doppelbach too.
No. I'm just a repeat offender. Draftworks hand rolled hazy IPA. Because I just can't get enough of it.
Whoa. Damn. That was.
Bro.
That was the best one you've ever done.
Yes. It is really good. But I need to get more beer. That's probably something I should do next time. But I'm too afraid to go out of my house now. Damn people.
Yeah.
Not wearing masks.
It's not great out there. People are stupid.
Yeah. All right. Oh, so, man. 3 cheers for beers.
Oh, yeah. Three beers for tier beer, beer tears.
Beer tears.
That's right, right? I got it.
Huzzah. Skull.
One take.
Mm-hmm. We're supposed to say it together, but whatever.
Well, Jaren went MIA.
What are we saying?
We're saying three cheers for beers.
Oh, three cheers for
three beer tier. No, we didn't get Cassie on that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Put it all together and post.
Yeah, I'll try.
Oh, that'll just sound like a mess.
Yeah, it will. But that's fine. We're a mess.
We are always a mess. That's part of our charm.
Yeah. All right, so on to the topic of the episode. It's Thanksgiving, like, in 2 days. So we decided, why not go back and look at all the movies that take place during Thanksgiving? And by that, I mean we're going to watch the trailers of these movies and reminisce about the good old days. I guess.
Yeah. For a couple of them, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for a couple of them. Some of them are like, what? But, yeah.
The jury's still out.
Yeah. One's nightmare feel, we're not going to lie.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. But we didn't pick these because they were scary. No, not at all. This month is family-friendly month, so we decided to pick the family-friendly movies, and then Anthony kind of outvoted us on the last one, so...
I have my reasons. I will defend myself when the time comes.
You will have the floor then. And only then.
Okay, going on mute. I'll just drink my beer and I'll turn on the football game.
Bye.
Bye. Jeez. See you guys in about 20, 30 minutes.
So we have 6 trailers we're going to watch today, and I don't know why I was sing-songing that. I really like my beer. I've been hosting this thing for 26 episodes now. Do you think I would get this down right? No, I will never get it right.
Where's the fun in that?
Yeah, no fun.
Well, 25. I hosted an episode once.
Oh, yeah, you did. I forgot.
And then, like, half-hosted one, and those were terrible.
Actually, the first one you hosted is still our number one downloaded episode, so...
Oh.
They want more of you, I think.
That's... Well, spoiler alert, am working on a game to play with you guys.
Ooh. For next month or next
year? Yeah, I'm thinking next month.
Okay.
And it might be something we can do themed-wise, so, like, every month.
Oh, okay, cool.
Let's see.
Yay. Things to come, and then plus that giveaway we better not forget about this time.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Already forgot about it.
All right, so we do have 6 trailers that we're going to talk about. Thanksgiving-themed movies, which was kind of difficult. We were, like, looking at this list of Thanksgiving Day movies, and they were kind of shit.
Yeah. It turned into what takes place during Thanksgiving times.
Yeah. They weren't actually, like, Thanksgiving movies, and there's some of them that were, like, trying to be historically accurate, but we're like, yeah, this might not be a good choice at all. So, the first one is called Free Birds. That came out in 2013. I don't know if you guys ever remember hearing about this at all, but
no.
I have watched this, which I'll talk about after this, but it is an animated movie, so here we go.
All I can think of is just screaming at someone at a live show, play Freebird!
Turkeys are dumb.
Really dumb.
You don't get it. They're fattening us up to eat us.
Hey, corn!
See you later, Reggie.
From the Academy Award-winning producer.
That is Owen Wilson.
Wow.
Pardoning the Thanksgiving turkey.
Wow.
Here's a who.
Don't worry, you're safe. I'm tired now. This is your new home.
Okay.
That kid was kind of hilarious. She was the best part of the whole movie.
Is this Disney or DreamWorks or?
Hello,
I'll have to look that up.
Relativity and reflex. They just answered my question right there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it wasn't Disney.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it doesn't look good enough.
Back in time to the first Thanksgiving to get turkeys off the menu.
Who are you talking to?
This guy right
here. Okay.
He totally gets it.
Time traveling turkeys.
Yeah, surprise! It's a time traveling movie.
But here's my problem. They're going back in time so they don't eat turkey at the first Thanksgiving, which they didn't even have turkey at the first Thanksgiving.
Yeah. It all kind of just falls apart.
Yeah.
And you gotta suspend your belief on this. Thanksgiving.
On talking birds or time travel?
Our mission is everything.
Because I believe in time travel, but I don't believe in talking birds. They have tiny little brains.
Oh, she wants you to throw up some worms into her mouth.
What?
What? This is a big and it's cast.
It's a great cast, but I was just like, I kept thinking of Lightning McQueen the entire time.
Oh, wow. They turned the turkeys into Native Americans?
Yep.
That's awesome. Funny, right?
Free birds.
I'm sick of you throwing me around. You see,
free birds.
Do not come into my personal space. Did you not see the line? Because I was pretty clear.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was a movie.
Yeah. I bet you had a lot of fun watching that
one. Oh my gosh. Okay, so it's free on Tubi, T-U-B-I. It's some kind of app that just appeared on my television set. So that's how I was watching it. And I have a 4-year-old son, for those who don't know already. I talk about him like all the time. So it was an animated film. I'm like, here, let's watch this. I mean, this was kind of on our list for the podcast, so I might as well watch it too to see what the hell it's all about. My son loved the movie. I mean, what kid didn't? Because it's just an animated silly movie and everything. But yeah, it's free on Tubi. I think it's also available on Hulu if you want to watch it, if you have kids or whatever. But yeah, like I was telling these guys, the only thing I got out of it is that pizza should be on the menu for Thanksgiving. That's about it.
Pizza.
Yeah, just eat. Because that's, like, spoiler alert, that's what happens. They, like, change the time, sort of the timeline, and now pizza is now on the menu, and the turkeys are safe. That's how it ends. Yeah.
Could get down on some Thanksgiving.
That makes pizza. So much sense.
Yeah. But, yeah, that. What I was talking about during the trailer, that little girl who's like the president's daughter, she was freaking hilarious. It was the best part of the whole movie. She had like the best jokes, I guess, if you call those jokes, but she's like a brutally honest toddler, and she's like going to like, she like runs that president. Like she runs the household, and she's like walking through and trying to like tour the White House and showing the turkey around, and she's talking to him, and she's like, oh, that's the lady my daddy likes, but we're not supposed to tell anyone, all in front of everybody. Oh yeah, and like if they were done with the character, she would, the kid would be like, oh, it's time to go to bed, and she would just like knock over and go to sleep. She did that like 5 times throughout the whole movie.
Oh wow. So that's a running like, gag.
Yeah, it's a running gag, and you saw a little bit in the trailer, but she was by far the funniest. The rest of it was very convoluted for a stupid kid movie. And of course, time travel. And then there was time travel rules where they go back in time, like the main turkey goes back in time to talk to himself, and he like keeps making clones of himself, like to talk to one another. It's just, it's a bad time travel movie. That's all.
Weird. Yeah. Don't know that I'll ever take the time to watch that one.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
This next one, however, oh boy, am I gonna have some weird dreams off this still that it's showing me right now.
Oh yeah, this is the one where we did not know that this existed, and it came out 5 years ago in 2015.
On Lifetime.
On Lifetime, of all things. So this is Jim Henson's Turkey Hollow.
My son and my daughter are missing. It's gonna be dark soon.
What have they done to poor Jim Henson's name? Oh my god.
No! Oh. Kill it with fire!
What the fuck does that kid have? Is that like a melodica trumpet? Hybrid? Bagpipe mix?
What is...
slash drum machine?
Did you just eat that?
Definitely looks like a Lifetime movie.
Oh, so are these separate different trailers?
Oh yeah, they're supposed to be like a group of like little TV spots.
They're monsters. Lead the way.
My son and my daughter.
I think it says the same exact thing. Nope, it's a little different.
This is by far the coolest vacation ever.
Dad's gonna kill me.
Jim Henson's Turkey Hollow premieres Saturday, November 21st.
So
today.
they monsters. They eat rocks. It is definitely like a trumpet melodica thing. I am confused.
What did I just watch?
It hurts my soul.
I would never watch this. It scares me. I don't even know what the plot is.
Are the kids lost and the parents are looking for them and then they come across these weird creatures that eat rocks? That's what I got from it.
Yeah, that's all I got from it too, but yeah. I'm so stumped. Anybody out there in podcast land have ever watched this movie? Could you tell us what the fuck we just watched? Because this is... I have to look this up, because what is this movie? It didn't even explain anything in the trailer. What is it called? Turkey Hollow?
Turkey... Jim Henson's Turkey Hollow. I repeat again, what the fuck have they done to Jim Henson's name?
Yeah, and people are saying Disney is ruining Jim Henson. Okay, so the synopsis is, the Emerson family heads to the quaint town of Turkey Hollow to visit Aunt Cly. Tim and Annie quickly grow bored without internet and soon trying to hack the howling hoodoo, an elusive monster that the locals dismiss as a legend. It got a 60% in Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh wow, that much, huh?
That's a little too high for my liking. How is this a movie? How is this premise a movie?
It's a TV movie on Lifetime.
Okay. I guess, yeah, since it's Lifetime. I'm just more confused than...
Yeah, my brain hurts. Curious.
Jaren, you've been quiet. Are you okay?
I'm still trying to process that.
Yeah, I think we're all just a bit baffled by what the fuck just happened.
I don't know how it's on Lifetime. Those puppets were scary looking, dude. It's like Fraggle Rock levels of scary.
Yeah.
Fraggle Rock was awesome, though.
I did like it.
But those creatures were trying too hard?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have nothing else to say about it. That was horrible.
Yeah, let's move on to the next one. Okay. So this one could be a classic to many of you out there listening. For you two, however, this was probably out when you were like little babies, right?
1993, I was four. Well, depending on when it came out.
93?
I'd have been 3.
Yeah. So, if we're talking about the Addams Family Values, and yes, it's kind of a Thanksgiving movie. So let's see how they tried to market this one.
Whoa!
Oh god, I thought that was coming from my room for a second. That was not okay.
My darling is in torture.
Oui.
Forceps.
Forceps.
Nice.
All right.
It's an Adams.
The first inclusive family.
Gomez, take this out of his mouth. He's an adorable little baby.
Fine. Rub it in.
Children, why do you hate the baby?
We don't hate him.
I don't remember this movie very well.
Especially his head.
You'll meet someone very special.
It's been a while since I've seen it.
Someone who won't press charges.
Listen, he a lady killer?
Acquitted.
Women must follow you everywhere.
Store detectives.
And the stork flew down from heaven and turned into a baby.
Our parents had sex.
Whoa!
Way to go, Wednesday. Way to go. Yeah, I was pretty quiet during that one because I was just trying to remember, like, the movie itself, but I think it does a pretty good job of representing, like, the movie itself.
Yeah, because this is the sequel, am I right?
I think so, because the Addams Family would have been the first one.
Yeah, so it's a sequel to the first one, and even though the trailer does not show it, the reason why this is a Thanksgiving movie is because the kids get sent to summer camp, and I know it takes place during the summer, but they put on a Thanksgiving Day play, and it's centered around that, and Wednesday plays Pocahontas, which is more confusing than anything. Yeah. Because Pocahontas was definitely at Thanksgiving.
This was Native American, right? They were all there. And they had turkey and pepperoni pizza, bro.
And John Smith, too.
And they fell in love, and they were both totally the same age.
And that raccoon.
All right, yeah. I guess I don't remember I don't remember the movie enough to remember the play or anything like that, but so it's like a summertime Thanksgiving movie. That's rather interesting.
Thanksgiving is like part of it, I guess. Just from that trailer alone, would you guys watch this?
I think I would have. My grandmother watched, it was a TV show, right? Like a black and white TV show before?
Yeah.
I remember my grandmother watching it, and I mean, obviously, if this is the sequel and it came out in 93,
mm-hmm.
I would have been too young to see the movies until I was probably older to really understand. But I remember watching them when I was younger and liking them. But yeah, just based off the trailer, it looked kind of like some good family fun to me. The "my parents had sex" line was an absolute killer.
Yeah, I don't remember much of the scenes that they showed in the trailer. I just remember the summer camp area, because it was all centered around Wednesday. This is a very Wednesday centered movie. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember the baby, nothing. It's been a while, and it's probably about time I rewatch this.
Yeah, I know D likes to watch them every year for like Halloween times, but I haven't seen them in a while.
Alright, so the next one is probably like everybody's forgotten favorite.
Yeah.
I remember being obsessed with this movie. Another 1993 movie.
I was just noticing that. I was also very obsessed with this movie. And I bought it on Blu-ray when I found it at Walmart one fateful night, like, 10 years ago.
It was on Netflix for a very short time. And
yeah.
Missed it. Or was it Hulu? Was it Hulu?
No, it was Netflix. Yeah, oh. It was on there. I don't even think it was like a full month. I think it was just a couple of weeks. And I was like, oh man, I should watch that because it's the ease of streaming and I don't know where my Blu-ray is.
Yeah.
And it was fucking, before you know it, it was gone.
So what we're talking about, I know we haven't said the title yet. It is we're back. And it is a dinosaur movie.
A dinosaur is a story.
Animation.
Oh, I'm so excited to hear John Goodman's voice.
And Don Bluth.
And Steven Spielberg bring you the story of Cecilia.
Oh, this trailer is rather quiet.
It's my parents.
Oh, that's why.
Around.
And Louis, who longed for adventure.
I'm running away to the circus.
Oh, wow. Very Fievel Goes West or American Tale.
You eyes. I'm trying to make a few wishes come true. I invented this. It's a wish radio.
Ah, the wish radio.
Yeah.
Oh my god, the nostalgia.
And it's, there's a cereal, right? That makes him smart?
Yeah, the brain cereal.
Brain cereal.
You gotta be kidding! Welcome
yes.
to New York City!
Who are you guys anyway?
Dinosaurs, actually.
Dinosaurs, huh? You do got that look.
Nice to meet you.
Cecilia Nuthatch. I'm very pleased to meet you.
Through high-flying adventures.
Oh, you know what it reminds me of?
Look out for the sky screen!
Which is by the same company is All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Oh yeah.
Watch where you go.
They're making their way.
I know it's all the same company, but
But Professor Screw Eyes.
Screw Eyes.
Oh my god, the nostalgia.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
This part gave me nightmares as a child. Yeah, it's some real hard times.
It's so sad.
And having to like sign that contract in blood, like I just thought that was so weird.
Yeah, kids' movies certainly have changed.
Dinosaur's story, featuring the voices of John Goodman.
Roll back, back to the dawn of time when Earth was smoking and the lava flowed.
Martin Short.
Yeah. Roll back the clock.
You're gonna love this.
Julia Child.
There's an alien.
Welcome. And Walter Cronkite.
And that's the way it is.
And that's the way it is.
Based upon the best children's book by Hudson Talbot. We're back.
I did not know it was a book.
Where is Central Park? Did I do anything?
Oh my god, I was so obsessed with this movie.
You are great.
Yeah, holy crap. That made me feel all kinds of warm and fuzzy.
Me too. Oh my god, Netflix, why did you...
That is a rather big, like, big name cast as well. I saw Steven Spielberg in there somewhere. He had his finger on that.
So right now I'm looking it up and it says Hulu Premium Subscription, Amazon Premium Subscription. So I'm guessing it's like an HBO type of subscription edition fee.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Let me go to my Prime Video.
But yeah, it like... I want to say it was on Disney Plus, but maybe it was just Netflix. But I remember it was on a streaming service this year for a very short amount of time, and I just, like, kicked myself because I didn't watch it. Because I was like, I don't know if I'll like it, but after watching that, I'm like, oh my god. Why didn't I watch it? I love this movie!
Yeah, it's so good. Why can't I find it on...
Jaren, did you watch this as a kid?
All the time.
Did this make you feel warm and fuzzy?
It did, but like I said, that Screw Eyes guy gave me some hard times.
Man, those movies, like, even All Dogs Go to Heaven had like some like creepy vibe to them too.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on Stars.
Stars. Okay, so that's the premium service. God.
And the animator, I'm pretty sure it's Don Bluth.
Yeah.
But he does all that stuff. All Dogs Go to Heaven. Land Before Time.
American Tale.
Yep, Fievel. Good old Fievel.
Didn't he do Secret of Nymph as well?
I don't know. I don't know if I've... I haven't seen that one.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, that will bring you nightmares.
Yes, he did do that one.
Yeah, that will bring you nightmares too. Like, ugh. Julia Child was in it. She was Dr. Bleeb. What the?
And Jay Leno is the little green alien thing.
Oh my god. So the okay, so we kind of went on off track with the nostalgia. But this is a Thanksgiving movie because if you watch the trailer, the same one that I link in the show notes, you will see that a big major portion of this movie takes place during the Thanksgiving Day Macy's parade. They like pretend to be like the balloons, and they have a musical number during that time.
Roll back the clock.
Yeah, so that's why it's a Thanksgiving movie. So it'd be a great like watch list if you have kids or if you remember this movie from your childhood. I don't know if it will stand the test of time.
Oh, I bet it does.
If you don't have the nostalgia of it, I don't know. I bet it does.
I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of thinking about it. It does kind of lull in some parts the last time I watched it, but
yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah,
it starts out with the T-Rex voiced by John Goodman playing golf. How does it get any better than that?
It's a thumbs up from us, though. If you can watch it, watch it. So the final one of our family-friendly movies for Thanksgiving is Beethoven, another early 90s movie. There seems to be a theme for this episode.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
Well.
Nice.
Fuck you. You know what I'm talking about.
I haven't seen any of these movies.
Is that the theme?
any of the Beethoven movies.
Oh, really? Rather. Okay.
I think I saw the first one.
This is Steve Martin's in these, right?
I don't know. I've seen the first one like once.
Hold on.
I was two when this came out.
No, he's not. I don't know. I get this in the Bride movie with Steve Martin. What is it called?
Oh, Father of the Bride?
Yeah, Father. I get these two mixed up a lot.
And he's got the big old schnoz.
So this is Beethoven from 1992. I've watched them all
movie.
Because the history of motion I was pictures, a kid, there have been many big dog like stars. Five or six during this time, so I've Tony probably watched them had all. A big adventure. Oh, look Pete at this. Classic dogs trying to reel you in. Rin Tin Tin. Is it going to talk about Lassie? Hero.
I was gonna say, where's the... Oh, there she is.
There she is.
Had a big heart.
You've come back!
But now...
Look at this slob of a dog.
Who brought you Ghostbusters. Kindergarten Cop.
Way to sell this movie.
The biggest dog star of them all.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
He's gonna knock you out.
No. Oh, you got some fucking Chuck Berry going. Wherever there's trouble. That is way too much Slorber. That lady wasn't wearing underpants. That child's gonna drown in the pool.
Wherever there's ew.
Oh god.
Hey, that's the turkey.
Mutt.
Oh, I just love these big, dumb animals.
Look who's coming to the
rescue. Whoa!
Dad!
Honey!
With a little help from his friends.
That's quality. It's hilarious. Sick of
mice! Right on the dingus.
Really, I never found you more attractive.
It's not even Saturday night.
George?
Who are you talking to?
Charles Grodin. Beethoven.
Hey.
Yeah, that killed the movie for me. I gotta be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember it being that bad of quality. I know this YouTube video is probably not the best quality, but this trailer even had the bad 90s pacing.
Yeah, I don't know. I was gonna say it seemed like some good quality family fun to me.
Yeah, typical of that time.
But definitely not gonna win any awards.
No. It was just one of those summer family flicks, you know?
Another summer Thanksgiving movie?
Yeah. Well, I don't know how long the premise of the movie lasts, but the reason why it's in our Thanksgiving list is because there's a famous scene in the middle of the movie where this unruly Beethoven dog, like, eats the Thanksgiving Day dinner.
The whole damn thing.
The whole damn thing, so that's why it's on the list. I feel like we're just, like, pulling strings on the, like,
yeah, like I'm these just trying to, lists. I'm trying to remember much of that. I mean, it may not even been the first one that I saw. Might have been, like, the second or third or tenth one.
I have a feeling, like, the sequels had more of a pull than this first one.
Yeah.
Let's see. I know they did so many. How many did they do? And they did a TV series as well? Holy crap. Okay, so they did Beethoven's 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, Beethoven's Big Break, Beethoven's Christmas Adventure, Beethoven's Treasure Tale in 2014 was the last one.
Is this all the same dog?
I don't know. The dog's been around forever. Probably not. It's probably like the buddy movies, like Air Bud. You know how they just like turned into clones and started like breeding all over the place with their Santa buddies and crap like that. My kid is in love with the Santa buddy movies and buddy movies with the little puppies. They're horrible. Don't watch them.
I remember Air Bud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was cute when he did Air Bud, but then when he started getting into golf, it lost its charm.
It gets a bit weird.
Alright, so those were our family-friendly movies for Thanksgiving that had, like, Thanksgiving in it. I mean, some of them were kind of stretching the list for, but there's not a lot of them. So, Anthony has the 6th pick, and I'll let him explain it for you.
Alright, I mean, it's fucking family-friendly fucking movie, right? We fucking agree on that already? Jesus, fuck. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I did not know this movie was rated R. I watched it as a child all the time. I guess I didn't realize they had swearing. And I was reading on it, says sex and nudity and violence and gore because someone gets punched. But it's a good, wholesome kind of holiday movie. And Steve Martin, John Candy. What else is there to say?
During holiday travel, some people get delirious.
There it is.
Taxi!
Some get delayed. And some get...
Well, there's that violence and gore they were talking
American
about.
American Light and Fixture, Director of Sales, Shower Curtain Ring Division.
Neil Page.
Shower Curtain Ring Division.
I was on my way home to spend a nice holiday with my family. Instead, I'm in a motel bed with a stranger.
So instead of Thanksgiving with his family, he's spending 3 days with the turkey.
Two happy clams just whistling down the road.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones, they're the Modern Tonic family.
Paramount Pictures presents...
Oh my gosh, I love this movie.
Steve Martin.
Ever been to Hawaii?
Yeah.
You see Don Ho while you were there?
See the second show, that's the best one.
Is that right?
Yeah.
John Candy.
Why are you holding my hand? Where's your other hand? Between two pillows. Those aren't pillows.
Those aren't pillows.
Plane. trains, and automobiles.
See that Bears game last week? Hell of a game.
I think it's maybe not with super young children, but with the family. You know, I could see throwing that on the TV in the background.
Yeah, the edited for TV version.
Or just the regular version. I mean, what's a few swear words? I mean, come on, really? Oh, sorry, I forgot about the violence and gore in there, too. Oof. The scary scenes where he crashes the car into the shop. Oh my gosh, how will you ever get to sleep?
What did I miss?
I was trying to defend the movie as a good, wholesome family film. Oh. Despite all the violence and gore and horrific, nightmarish scenes.
Is that the... I've seen this movie a few times, but it's been a very long time. Is there the scene where they're going down the highway and they drive the car through, like, between two semis? And, like, the edges of the car get, like, caught and there's a bunch of sparks flying and they look over at each other and they're, like...
Maybe, I don't remember. For some reason, the only thing that popped in my head was National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, where he goes under the semi. It might be. Or it could be one of those Chris Farley and David Spade films. Black Sheep or Tommy Boy. Tommy Boy or Black Sheep, one of the two. But yeah, definitely got to watch that movie this year now, for sure.
Yeah.
No, yep, it is.
It's Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah, they drive through two semis, and they hit the mirrors on them. They like take the mirrors off their car, and it's just it's so tight that there's like sparking on both sides. And it flashes to John Candy, and he's like screaming. And then it flashes over to Steve Martin, and he's a freaking skeleton.
Oh yeah, okay. Okay. Man, I gotta watch that movie.
The reason why it's on our Thanksgiving list is because the whole premise of the movie is that Neil, played by Steve Martin, is trying to get home for Thanksgiving. Even though he says holidays in the trailer, he's trying to get home for Thanksgiving. So it's a win in our book.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, those were our list for the Thanksgiving Day movies. They're kind of limited and kind of like but we love going back and looking at the trailers to see how they marketed these movies back then, especially since most of them were like late 80s, early 90s with that nightmare fuel that happened in 2015. So yeah, it was just interesting to look back at some of these, some that we watched, some we haven't, and yeah, to see what is considered a Thanksgiving movie. But yeah, I hope you have a list to watch for this weekend, because most of us won't probably see family for the weekend.
Yeah.
A lot of us won't. Well, I won't.
It's going to be crazy times. Yeah. You're not supposed to have more than like 15 people in your household.
Yeah, you're not supposed to, but we know that people will.
Oh, yeah.
But at least we have football, right?
Yeah! Fucking Cowboys are going down this weekend, Jaren. I don't give a shit.
I would imagine so. I'd sure hope so.
So yeah, we hope that you liked our list this week. If we had a Thanksgiving Day movie that we did not mention at all, let us know. That will be our question of the episode. Which movie do you like to watch during Thanksgiving if you're not watching football or in a carb coma? Yeah, we would like to know. We only did talk about the family-friendly movies out there, so there is a couple more that probably are in like the scary category and rated R category, possibly.
Killing.
Killsgiving. That's one.
Thanks. Killing.
I'm kind of curious about that one. It looks horrible. Is it horrible?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. Oh. I bet it's one of those horrible in the most delightful way.
Ah.
Like Santa Slays with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh my god. It sounds awful.
Oh, it's fantastic. First, like, 2 minutes of the movie, he drops in on this dinner party, which has Steve Catan in it for a brief moment, and he just goes and kills all these people that are having this Christmas, like, lovely Christmas dinner. He just drops in and just murders everybody. It's amazing.
Oh my god.
And Santa is played by Stone Cold Steve Austin.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's great. It's horrible, but it's great.
Oh my god.
We can talk about that next month.
Okay, yeah, because there's definitely a theme next month. But a word of warning, we are only going to do 2 episodes next month, and we'll explain why next week. So look forward to that. So I hope you guys all have a safe and, well, mostly safe Thanksgiving this week, and hope you don't travel if you can. Out there, and eat lots of turkey, and hope you love your carbs-giving meal.
Thanksgiving!
To end out the show, we are going to give our recommendations for the week. So, Anthony, what do you recommend for everyone?
Oh boy, I bet you guys can't guess. I'm dabbing right now. 3, 4, 5. Spider-Man Miles Morales. I put some time into that game. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. If you play 2018 Spider-Man for the PS4, it is equal to, if not better, in my opinion, it is better. They add some things that just elevates the gameplay, and the amount of representation and inclusion for, like, diversity in people and stuff was really good. And I really, really enjoyed it. I cried at the end. It was very sad.
Aww.
But check it out if you have a PlayStation 4. You don't have to get it for PS5. It's a misconception. It is available for the PlayStation 4. And if you do buy it for the PlayStation 4, it does come with a free upgrade version for the PS5 if you do get a PS5. So don't hesitate. Buy it. Play it. It's rather short, but it's only $50 instead of $60. You can probably find it cheaper on sale some places. Just do it. Do it now. Do it! Do it now!
Jaren, what do you recommend?
There's a few things here. Alright, so I guess Hearthstone's latest expansion just came out not too long ago, the Darkmoon Fair. If anyone plays any Hearthstone, just like a digital card game done by Blizzard. Also, Diablo 3's newest season starts tomorrow, which I'll be doing a lot of that.
Oh shit, another triple dab. Boom!
And I will recommend a podcast, actually. I've become kind of obsessed with it for the past couple weeks. It is called Nopeville. You heard that right. Nopeville. It is a podcast about all the things that just make you go nope. And it's a great podcast because the last episode I listened to was about zombies, and not only did they share stories about zombies, but they went back into the history of how the word zombie came about, where zombies came from, and how it got integrated into white culture and everything. So it was really fascinating, and they always go through like these legends and monsters and everything, and they always tie it into Supernatural too, because they're a fan of Supernatural. And it's hosted by two girls. I apologize, don't remember their names off the top of my head right now because I'm slightly drunk, but it they're available on all podcasting applications out there. They did not sponsor me. It's just fun. I love interesting things like that where history and like the supernatural come together. It's really fascinating podcast. So Nopeville.
Zombies, they originated from like, it was like voodoo thing, right?
Yeah, something voodoo. Like that. Haitian culture, something like that.
Haitian voodoo.
Like how they said zombie. spelled ends with an I. I can't remember it right now. I'm kind of tired and drunk, but it's really, really cool.
Yeah. A little teaser. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. As always, all of the stuff that we recommended, all of the trailers that we watched will be in the show notes below for you to check out after you're done with this podcast, or if you're driving right now, to come back later and watch the trailers we were discussing.
Some technical difficulties going on towards the, mostly throughout the show, but really hardcore towards here at the end. So
yeah, sorry, I'll finish it up. What was the last thing I said? I'm trying not to touch my computer.
Disgusting.
Everything that we were discussing this episode, we'll be here next week with a new theme and new episode.
Yeah, so new theme next month, new episode next week. Until then, don't forget to be excellent to each other. Tell those closest to you that you love them every chance you get. And of course, as always, wash your fucking hands.